is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hey, podcasters. I'm Garner. Welcome to today's podcast. First of all, you know what? Let me say a great big thank you to you for downloading this podcast every day. And you know what would be really cool, too? Why don't you tell a friend about it? Tell a friend. That would be great. Now, earlier today when we got to the radio station, everything just went directly to hell. That was a tough day today, Bryce. Teddy Peterson, first of all, missed his bus. And whose turn was it? We take turns. We rotate. One week I pick him up at the bus stop and bring him to the station. Then Bryce, then Amber. Whose turn was it this week? Because I know it wasn't me.
I think it was mine. But in my defense, I stopped caring.
Well, come on. He's our little buddy. Make sure you pick him up tomorrow morning. He's yours for the rest of the week.
It's only a 16-block walk.
Well, okay. So anyway, Teddy Peterson missed his bus. We had all sorts of technical issues. As a matter of fact, I'm still wearing my coveralls right now. I spent most of the morning on a mechanics creeper underneath the radio station, just hitting stuff with hammers, and we finally got things humming. A solid 2 hours into the show, I think we finally got everything technically sorted out. So that may mean that this is an abbreviated podcast today. How are we looking, Bryce?
It's a bite-sized podcast.
A bite-sized podcast?
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe what I could do is I could read, could do that thing that a lot of good broadcasters do where they just sit down and they read you the newspaper on the radio.
What's going on in the news?
Well, here, let me see. Well, okay, front page of one newspaper, dead bunnies? Seriously?
Nice.
Now, hang on a second. Snuffles? What is snuffles?
Apparently, it's a deadly disease for rabbits, but it sounds adorable.
A lot of the things in the pet world really sound like a lot of fun, or they sound adorable. Like, for instance, we talked about this last week, puppy mill.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place to be.
It's like, puppy mill, yay! But it's not. It's the exact opposite of a good place to be. And snuffles, we're learning, is not something you want your pet to get either.
No, apparently not.
Okay, have we killed enough time?
Yeah, I think we're good to go. I think you started talking about out of province cheating again.
Oh, God.
The Garner Andrews Show. To go. From Sonic 102.9.
God, I'm hoping to go to the replay room here. Amber, is this going to work? Good. I want to bring you a little chunk of a phone call that came into the program yesterday morning. This little ray of sunshine called in to ask a simple question, and it triggered an avalanche of responses. Go. Replay room. Hello?
Hey, I was just wondering what you think of out-of-province cheating.
Out-of-province cheating, meaning you're in a long-distance relationship.
No, no, I mean, like, you're in a relationship in Edmonton, but when you leave, it's legitimate to, you know, like, have a fling or something.
Well, how serious is your home relationship? The one that goes on here in Edmonton. Yeah, it does. I mean, if you're just casually dating a guy and there's never, if you're not making plans with this guy every weekend and you just sort of phone him up, if he's just a BC, do you know what I mean?
No, it's like, let's say it's serious.
So he's more than just a booty call.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If it's serious, then cheating. There's no such thing as international waters when it comes to your relationship. There's no magical cheat zone where you can call, instead of making the T for time with your two hands, you make a letter C. Cheat. There's no such thing as that magical place.
Okay, shut it down there.
Anyway, that was from yesterday morning's show. That little ray of sunshine called in. And I instructed her not to do it. I said, if you're serious about this guy, why would you jeopardize that? That's like going through your life. You know, and you get to maybe mid-30s or so. You got a house and kids in the suburbs. Things are going okay. You got a good job. And then you don't wake up one day and go, you know what? Should really try crack. No, you don't do that.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Please drive through.
Hi, is this Garner?
Yeah, this is Garner.
Hey, Garner, I was just listening to you talking about that girl with the cheaters.
Well, she is wondering whether it's okay for her to stray a little bit if she's out of the province.
It may be all right for her to stray, but if she was in the reverse position and her boyfriend was out of the province, How would she like it if she was imagining her boyfriend?
I asked her about that, and she seemed a little indifferent. Like, she seemed a little, probably wouldn't bother me that much. Which makes me wonder how serious this relationship really is.
Oh, yeah, it's not the kind of girl you'd want to be with if she thinks that if your idea of a serious relationship is totally different than her idea.
Yeah.
So I guess it's really dependent on the guy, too, right?
Yeah, I told her... I told her that she should talk to him about this and not the annoying disc jockey. But at the same time, the minute she brings it up with her boyfriend, flags are going to go up on her file. And he's probably going to reconsider the entire relationship. Because if the girl I was getting serious about came to me and said, "Hey, would you mind if I rambled a bit?" I would probably say, "You go right ahead, but I want no part of this anymore."
Yeah, no, I've definitely had a girl like that before, definitely.
Yeah.
And the trust disappeared the moment you hear something like that.
I think, too, a lot of people have this discussion. A lot of couples go, "How about we try something different? How about maybe they get into swinging or something like that?" Or they decide...
how many people actually swing? What kind of percentage of the population are swingers?
Or they get into one of those relationships where they're allowed to have the free pass when they're in Mexico or something like that. But all you're going to do, and like I told this girl yesterday, I think with that, even if you both go through with it, he cheats while he's in Vegas, she doesn't approve cheat in Mexico... When you get home, you're opening a Costco-sized can of insecurity.
Pandora's box.
Because...
like, unbelievable Pandora's box.
He's going to be wondering, oh my God, maybe he pleasured her more than I do. She's going to be wondering, oh my God, maybe she laughed harder at his jokes than I do. And it's just going to lead to insecurity.
Like, I know enough about psychology to realize what kind of damage that'll do to relationships.
See, I know nothing about psychology, and I can figure this out.
A Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.
Hi. Just calling in about an opinion on what's going on the talk show today. And I think you guys are coming down a little hard on the poor girl.
Why is this?
Because I think that, and I mean, there's a lot of other radio stations in town that are pretty much, you know, like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, you know, and that's a pretty male opinion.
Well, I guess maybe for the male that's not quite emotionally evolved.
I'm thinking you're thinking too much like a husband.
Really? Well, it's not like this girl. It's not like the girl I talked to was just in some new relationship with a guy. I asked her. She said, "This guy may be the one. This relationship is getting serious. And I think you need to treat a serious boyfriend or a serious girlfriend with some respect." And by respect, I mean not going to Mexico or Vegas or Vancouver and hopping in the sack with any guy you see.
Right. Agreed. Absolutely. And I'm not condoning anybody going out to the bar and getting smashed and then taking home some random stranger or even an affair, you know? Like, that's not
So what are we arguing about then?
Well, what I'm saying is, when you're on a vacation with the girl, you know, and you're hanging in Mexico, half drunk and half naked for a week, and somebody far too hot for their own good comes stumbling along beside you, and stuff, you know, something happens, then, you know, is there even the potential to, like, save a relationship there?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You're making no sense.
Well, agreed. Cheating is cheating, right?
Yeah, but what you're saying is it's okay for a group of girls to head down to Mexico.
Or guys.
Really? But if a guy, another caller called in and pointed this out too. If it was a guy calling in saying he was thinking about stepping out on his serious girlfriend in Mexico when he goes down there with his friends, he would be flogged publicly.
Well, okay.
For being a guy talking about that. It's a total double standard.
He would be flogged publicly, but not by his friends that were there. He'd be getting high fives.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that...
Okay, we all know cheating is bad. Yeah, cheating is bad. But, you know, like, how many, you know, you're telling me that people don't go down on vacation, and I'm not saying they go there to...
No, I don't live in a fairy tale world. I don't live, I know what happens. I understand that it happens all the time, but this girl, there's a difference between cheating and first degree cheating.
Right.
Right.
Cheating happens by accident. You've had a couple of cocktails. The next thing you know, your shirt's off in some stranger's hotel room and you're getting it on. This was premeditated first degree cheating. She phoned me to ask, is there any rule when it comes to this? Should I, you know, I'm thinking about going to Mexico and I'm just wondering whether I can cheat.
Because I think a lot of people do.
But this tells me that she should probably be reconsidering her whole relationship back here at home.
Well,
if she needs to, if she's
love and sex the same thing.
No, they're not. And maybe I'm just old fashioned. But when I gave myself to the trophy wife, I gave myself to the trophy wife. And I would just expect the same thing.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast. Available for free at sonic1029.com.
I think she's a douchebag.
Well, that's pretty harsh.
If you're thinking about it, then you got to look at your relationship. If you're not happy and that's the first thing you're thinking about when you're going away, why are you together?
Huh. Yeah.
I think
she, well, she was telling me that she's only ever been with one guy and, it's serious. It's a serious relationship and she's wondering what it might be like to, you know, pass yourself around a little bit. But when I hear that coming from somebody, I think, oh my God, you need to bail on your present relationship.
Exactly.
Because this is not going to get better over the course of the next 10 years. You know,
no.
If you decide to marry this guy, those feelings aren't going to go away. They're only going to amplify.
Okay, now here's a question. It might sound silly, but how old is this chick?
I don't know. I never asked her, and I never got her name or anything. The only thing I asked her at the end of our conversation... or at the beginning of our conversation, I asked her, are you really sure you want to talk about this on the radio? And she said, totally.
Has she told the guy she's with?
I don't know. I sort of suggested that maybe she have this discussion with him as opposed to the annoying disc jockey. And then I kind of regretted giving her that advice because I thought... If she was my serious girlfriend and she came to me and said, I'm wondering if it would be okay if I cheated when I was in, I don't even know where she's going. Mexico, I think she said.
Yeah.
I would immediately, a red flag would go up on her file and I would probably walk away from that relationship.
Well, so would I, but you know, we were in Vegas. A girlfriend and I were in Vegas. That's the last thing that I was thinking about.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
I'm just going to throw this little one out there on the subject.
Okay.
I think I would be far more upset that all 36 of Sonic's listeners knew that my girlfriend was going to Mexico to cheat on me before I did.
Well, that's why... God, we got 36 listeners now?
Now, yeah, I think so.
Oh, cool. And that's why, even before I put her on the air, I said to her backstage, you sure you want to talk about this on the radio? And she said, I think her exact words were totally.
Totally.
So
totally
maybe,
I would.
Maybe, maybe he doesn't live here, or maybe he's not one of the 36. I don't know.
Right, right.
But
I'm just saying that would be, I think, my thing that, you know,
hey,
that would offend me a little more than her actually even doing it.
Yeah. How old a guy are you?
23.
What is your opinion on you're in a serious relationship with a girl and... What are your thoughts on cheating when you're in a serious relationship?
I wouldn't even say serious. I would just say, like, if you're in a relationship and you really are thinking about, you know, cheating, I mean, there's probably something wrong in the first place, right?
Okay, good. This is refreshing because I was starting to feel like maybe I had old-fashioned values.
Yeah, or values at all, I guess. So.
Well, I don't know. I look at the guys I hang with, and seriously, maybe, I don't know what your circle is like at all, but I look at these guys I hang around with, and it's a lot of talk. It's a lot of talk. But I know for a fact that if opportunity presented itself, all of us would run for the hills.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go.
Hey, Garner, it's Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jerry.
Thought I'd call a little audio from the landlines. My cell phone's been a little shut down for a while.
Oh, right. Why? What happened?
Too many bills. I've been out of work for 5 months and... You know, everything's, you know, I can't pay them all off fast enough.
Yeah, every now and again you go, huh, this month, will it be cable or a cell phone? And you went with, what, cable this month?
Yeah, well, I'll pick cable 2 months in a row, and I got to get caught up on the power, on the gas bill and the electric bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, but hang on a second here. Jerry, you also wrote a sci-fi fantasy novel, right?
Yeah, well, that we did.
Give me the title. Let's give it a plug.
The Death Watch Commandos.
The Death Watch Commandos, and it's available at Greenwood?
We had to close down at Greenwood, unfortunately. But we're still over at Happy Harbor Comics.
You can buy Death Watch Commandos at Happy Harbor Comics. Now, it's a novel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a space opera.
Well, let's see if we can space opera. Did you say?
Yeah, space opera. You know, Star Trek's a space opera. It's packed with action. You know?
To me, an opera has music in it. Right? What? No, seriously. Is this something that only sci-fi people know?
What?
That sometimes an opera doesn't have any music in it?
Devotees of Westerns are also sometimes refer to it as the Western opera.
Wow. I always thought opera meant music. Somebody singing in that.
True. Opera actually means it's the big clash.
Some great big woman in a Viking's helmet. Yeah. So, Jerry, let's move a few copies of Death Watch Commando so you can get your cell phone back.
That's true enough.
Okay.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. To go. Like, get the hell out of here.